Strategy's STRC has bought 10x more Bitcoin in 2026 than every ETF combined. Strategy's dollar-denominated preferred stock, STRC, has absorbed roughly 77,000 BTC since the start of 2026, 10 times the combined net intake of every U.S. spot Bitcoin ETF over the same period, according to a Cointelegraph post citing research firm River. At Bitcoin's current spot price of $76,215, as of April 21, 2026, that is about $5.9 billion of coin pulled off the market by a single vehicle. STRC is a relatively new addition to the Strategy capital stack. It is a perpetual preferred share that pays a variable dollar dividend and uses the proceeds to buy and hold Bitcoin on the balance sheet of Michael Saylor's company. Unlike the common stock or the older STRK and STRF series, STRC is explicitly designed to capture retail yield demand in a channel where a spot Bitcoin ETF cannot go, mainly taxable brokerage accounts and some retirement wrappers that prefer preferreds over equities. The structure that is outbuying Wall Street River's data point is a clean comparison between two 2026 Bitcoin demand channels. On one side sits STRC, a single preferred series from a single issuer. On the other sits the full cohort of U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs, the BlackRock iBit complex, Fidelity's FBTC, ARK 21 shares, Bitwise, VanEck, Grayscale's converted GBTC, and MiniTrust, Franklin, Hashdex, WisdomTree, and Valkyrie. Net flows across that group have been lumpy this year, with January seeing heavy outflows from GBTC and intermittent buying from iBit. The 77,000 BTC figure for STRC, therefore, is not just larger on a gross basis, it is materially larger than the group on a net basis once redemptions are stripped out. The mechanical explanation is capital structure. Each STRC share issued converts directly into Bitcoin purchases at Strategy. There are no authorized participants creating and redeeming baskets, no market makers offsetting fund inflows with spot borrow. Every dollar that enters STRC becomes BTC on the balance sheet, net of the small cash buffer Strategy keeps for dividend coverage. Why retail yield demand matters here, STRC pays a floating dividend reset mechanism that tracks short-term rates plus a spread. For a retail investor comparing yields, a preferred stock paying a high single-digit dollar coupon, backed by an asset with a 2.4% 24-hour move, is a different animal from a plain spot ETF that pays nothing. The yield hook is the reason STRC has drawn so much capital despite being a relatively obscure instrument. It also sidesteps one of the quieter problems in the ETF complex. Spot ETF holders get Bitcoin exposure, but the shares do not generate income. STRC holders get a dollar yield, plus a claim on Bitcoin collateral, sitting on Strategy's balance sheet. That combination is closer to what fixed income allocators expect, which widens the addressable buyer base. Implications for 2026 demand narratives. For most of this cycle, the dominant demand narrative has been ETF flows. River's number complicates that. If a single preferred stock issued by one Virginia-based software-turned-treasury company is sucking up 10 times what the whole ETF complex is absorbing, then the ETF data alone understates the institutional and near-institutional bid for Bitcoin. It also shifts the pricing power. Spot ETFs buy through market-on-close windows via authorized participants. Strategy buys opportunistically, over-the-counter, and on exchanges, and does so at a pace set by how quickly it can issue new STRC paper. That is a different rhythm of demand, less visible in daily flow data and harder to fade. There is a concentration concern in this picture as well. STRC's accumulation ultimately sits inside Strategy's corporate structure. If preferred holders ever had to be made whole in a stress scenario, and the common stock was not able to raise capital fast enough, the Bitcoin collateral is what backs the instrument. That is a long-tail risk, but it is not zero, and it grows as STRC's balance gets larger. Positioning this against today's tape, Bitcoin is at $76,215 as of April 21, 2026, up 2.4% in the last 24 hours, with the Fear and Greed Index at 56, neutral. Ether sits at 23266 and XRP at 143. None of those prices scream euphoria, and 2026 year-to-date spot ETF net flows have not been the story they were in 2024. Against that backdrop, a vehicle that has quietly accumulated 77,000 BTC in 4 months is the single biggest demand input in the market that is not being priced as such. Sailor's company has been back in the green on its Bitcoin cost basis since BTC cleared $75,575 earlier this month, which removes the overhang of a distressed seller narrative. With STRC still issuing paper and Bitcoin ETF flows sluggish, the split between who is actually buying is now wide enough to matter.